right, well, my next guest is described this way: a nonstop researcher, seeker of truth, a constitutional conservative, a CEO, an entrepreneur, owner of multiple companies in a variety of industries, including energy, rail, real estate, social work, technology, farming, and agricultural drainage systems. Donna Brandenburg is here with me, running for governor as a Republican. Donna, nice to have you on the program.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Some would wonder, you know, you've got a successful career here. You've got six children. You have a very full life, I would think. And you decide to jump into the race for governor. And some people say, well, now, why would you do that? So what was your, what motivated you to get into the race?
Well, a number of reasons. Things here in Michigan are so bad and have been managed so badly. I figured that I was asked by a bunch of non-political people, many people, to run. And I said, well, this is going to be your worst choice you've ever made, because if I see something and I need to see it or say something, I will. So I pondered it for a long time. I tried to run away from it. And then finally I got in my Bible and Jeremiah and just said, you know what, God, if you want me to do this, I'm willing. And the doors just started opening up. I did see that the lack of actual management experience and not only the way that the state's been run, but also the other candidates. If I had seen somebody that I thought could run the state, I probably wouldn't have gotten into it, but I didn't.
So it's the biggest field of Republicans since 1920. 10, I believe, that are on the ballot, correct? 10 that should be there. Come August. Of course, there's some challenges to some signatures and so forth, but we'll assume that all 10 make it. What's going to propel you to the top? Because the polling continues to show Chief James Craig in the lead with, you know, anywhere from 25 to 35% of the vote, and the rest of it's broken up by the rest of the candidates. What's going to take to propel you, Donna, to get to the top of the heap?
Well, I tell you, I kind of disregard most of the polls, just like I do fake news out there, because most of the news that we see that's coming from the political side is, in fact, inaccurate and misleading. So right now, we're between 4 and 5 million interactions a week. So the real numbers show that actually I'm quite far ahead of the other candidates when it comes to an edge. The amount of supporters we have across the state is incredible. And I do have the endorsement of General Michael Flynn. So I think that I'm sitting in a really good spot right now.
So when you go down the list, obviously a couple of the folks in the race are self-funding. And let's be honest, money, it takes a lot of money to get involved with these sorts of things. How do you compete with the money? And that's a question for 8 of the 10 candidates in the race from me. I mean, because it takes so much money to compete, it's almost, stifling, I think. What do you make of that?
Well, I think that the whole way we do elections and campaigns has to change. It shouldn't be the person with the most amount of money that wins the race. I have been self-funding up to this point. I've taken in a few donations, but basically I've enjoyed quite a bit of success in life. But anytime I see somebody that says they've put, like, say, $10 million into a race, my first question is what's the payback?
Right.
There has to be one. It's corruption. And the systemic corruption that we have here is just incredible. It's an egregious assault on this nation. And unless we figure out better ways of doing things or challenge the status quo, we're going to have the same problems over and over again. So as I've done my campaign, I did tell everybody I will be running this very, very differently than any campaign anyone has ever seen. And thus far, it's working pretty good, actually. So, I have put some money into it, but we're going to find better ways of doing this where we actually engage the people to take back this state, which is should be the way the state is run, but it should also be the way we do campaign finances. It's all screwed up, all of it, from top to bottom. We have a problem.
What do you think is the number one? I mean, obviously, you're out there. If you're having 4 to 5 million interactions per week, I know a lot of that will be digital and so forth, but a lot of that is personal as well, Donna. Donna Brandenburg here with me, running for governor as a Republican in the field of 10. What are the concerns that you're hearing from the people you stop and talk to along the way? What are their chief concerns today for Michigan and for this country?
I'd say that about 80% of the people, maybe more than that, it's the election and the stolen election of 2020, wanting to have fair and free elections and have their voice count. I believe that that's a huge issue for people. I think we've got a systemic corruption problem in Michigan and across the United States. It's absolutely rampant. And it goes from the money laundering that's going on out of the state. This state is one big money laundering organization. We need to get it back into responsibility and accountability to the people. And we don't really have that. We don't seem to have any representation. We have taxation without representation. The politicians of NGOs and I can talk about that ad nauseum. I mean, I can talk about it for, to a nauseating amount, I would suppose, for most people. Also, because I am one of the only female pipeline company owners in the United States, what that means is I don't own the pipe and I don't own the product, but we construct. A lot of what we do is repair, take up and relay compressor stations and that sort of thing. I can talk about energy and actually.
Well, and I would contend, Donna, that I would contend, obviously, that the biggest driver of inflation in America today is a destructive energy policy that's also apparently shared by Governor Whitmer and Attorney General Nessel, who, despite the fact that gas is averaging $4.50 in Michigan as of this morning, they'd still like to close Line 5. That's their genius move. What do you say to that?
Oh, it's absurd. They've known about this for a long time. It's not as big of a problem as anybody wants to think it is. Enbridge is a good company. They've done a pretty good job of maintaining the line. We got to stop the domestic terrorists that are hitting it with anchors. And I fly. And anytime somebody flies or captains a ship, they're going to know the barriers in the way. You cannot possibly convince me that somebody dragged an anchor 200 miles through 80,000 wood shipwrecks in a nationally protected area to hit that pipeline to create damage. It was intentional. There's no possible way that it wasn't intentional. And so I think we get some of this under control. And that pipe brings 55% of the product into the state, which if they shut that down, it would be a disaster for the state.
Absolutely.
And, it's going to take 4 years to rebuild that. And Enbridge said that they would actually absorb the cost and build it under the rock.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. $500 million. I got to leave it there, Donna. I'm just up against a hard break. But here's what I'd say to people. Brandenburg, Ford governor. I believe that energy is the number one concern that we have here as well. I agree with you on that. And you're also a person who rescues horses, just as an aside to everything else. Brandenburg for governor. You can find out more at brandenburgforgovernor.com. Donna, thank you for being here. Nice meeting you.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate all you do for honesty and truth in media and journalism.
We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show. See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
So, you're a conservative. It's your life. You know how important it is to you and your family. So, who will you vote for as Michigan's next governor? clearly not Gretchen. She's our worst nightmare. But there are several Republicans running. Which one? Which one? There's only one. Perry Johnson. Perry is the genuine quality conservative for governor. Perry Johnson was never a Democrat. Perry has always supported Donald Trump. Perry is pro-life. Perry Johnson is pro-voter ID, pro-law enforcement, pro-Second Amendment, pro-parental involvement in education. Perry is a renowned quality guru. He revolutionized the auto industry. Those skills will bring us lower taxes and local control of our lives. He is a full-spectrum conservative. He'll be an incredible governor and get this place back on track. Perry Johnson.
Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.